Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
In the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Oh yes, on St. Patrick's Day, sitting in the old green velvet seat here on the Hour of Auto World. Good to be with you. Thank you for being with me, folks. I'm wearing my top hat, little green top hat, because I'm in the Top Hat Green Studio. Alongside me here to the left is Eddie the Engine Emailer. He's also got his green top hat on. We got four leaf clovers all around. Good to have you along. Appreciate it. I had to go get some green M&Ms too. Oh, I love those dark chocolate green M&Ms. They're good. But it's not about the candy. It's about helping you. It's about having fun with you when it comes to your Auto World. Thanks for tuning in to Auto World every week since 1992. Today we're going to have a lot of fun, a little Irish fun, that is. Yes, I'm looking at my colored green water. Everything's got to be green today. It's a pleasure to have you join me on your day off and your St. Patrick's Day. How's your leprechaun and driving your automobile? Is it working good? I hope so. The number to reach me, 855-660-4261, and my email. I ask you folks to deliver. Keep the emails coming, as you do as we are live and throughout the week. And those emails come in on the address, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. One word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Appreciate it. And, of course, on Facebook, you can get me there and use Facebook Messenger. The address is my name, Mark Evans. We kind of shared with you. I've got a cup of coffee sitting over there on Facebook. Yeah, and that picture of that coffee. We have Auto World Radio Facebook, too. We're going to talk a little bit about caffeine. I guess it actually makes fuel cells more efficient. Who cares? Well, we'll find out why we care, or should we care? I don't want the fuels. I want to drink my coffee and not put it in the fuel cell. Maybe I'll be putting it in my fuel cell later. We'll find out. But when you hear the Ooga horn, that means it's time to get into that email bag. Thank you, Eddie, the engine emailer. Hand me that email bag. Thank you. Thank you. There it is. I'm going to dive in there, get right into the emails to see if we can find one. These emails, folks, there's one. The emails that are in the email bag are all new and fresh to me. Eddie is in charge of your emails. He goes in, looks at all the emails. He pulls the ones out that he feels will stump the chump here, and then he puts them in the bag. And then when he sounds that horn, I dig in and we'll pull one out. And again, change your name if you'd like, or if you do not want me to read your email on the air live, just give me a little note there. I'll still help you, absolutely, but I won't. I honor your wishes, absolutely, and I still will help you. And we've got quite a few, huh? He says about Thursday until we get everybody fixed. But you'll hear from me, folks. All the way up until Thursday, and we'll get you all fixed for sure. But right now, we got Jay here, and he's in California. Absolutely. Okay, let's do it. Jay says, "Hi, Mark. Hope your leprechaun day is treating you well." It is. Thank you, Jay. Great show, my friend. Thank you again. Appreciate that. "Do you have any tricks of the trade to get rid of wind noise? I commute on the freeway every day and tired of the noise. Thanks in advance, Jay, listening on KMET. Jay, I appreciate it. Thank you. You're just listening on your favorite radio station. I do appreciate that. And with that, let's do a Leprechaun Day shout-out to one of our great Auto World. Thank you, Dashboard Daniel, with the shout-out horn. I appreciate it. Great shout-out to our great Auto World radio affiliate right there in California, Smart Radio 1490. KMET, AM 1490, right there in Moreno Valley. Hemet, Paris, absolutely. Appreciate you being there. All of you, thanks for tuning in. Jay, thanks for bringing us in. Appreciate that. Moreno Valley is so pretty. Absolutely love it. I need to get down there and over there to you and drop down from Boise and bring a car and do a car show there. Wind noise. Great question, Jay. First off, a little trick that I always use is you can kind of isolate where the, you know, as your high speeds. You might want to get someone else driving your car, Jay, and get yourself a roll of the gray silver racing tape out. Duct tape. Or Gorilla tape. Sometimes it's not good to have a gorilla in the car. Anyway, silver racing tape, better known as duct tape. What we're doing there, you don't want to do it on the inside of the car, but have somebody else drive your car. You get in the car and go to the door that's making the noise. Is it the right front, left front, right rear, right left, you know, the left rear, etc.? Get in there and kind of get your face right up there in that air and see where that noise is at. And then once you've isolated it on the inside of the automobile, then go ahead and get that silver racing tape out, duct tape, and go ahead and, do you believe it's the weather stripping around the door? You can actually take a little duct tape and just duct tape that door closed. All it takes is one film just to duct tape the crack. And then the air can't get through there, and then go for another ride. And if you don't hear that wind noise, then bingo, that's the trick of the trade, racing tape, duct tape. Then you know it's for sure the weather stripping around that door. A lot of us have it around the windshield, meaning the noise around the windshield. They forgot, the only thing that's holding your windshield in, folks, is a very special high stencil strength black silicone. And sometimes the guys just and gals don't squirt enough on there when they push, you know, out the electric tube and all that, and then push the windshield down in there, and you got the noise around the windshield. Take the duct tape, that racing silver tape there, Jay, and put that on there, and you'll isolate it, get rid of the noise, and say, oh, that's where it's at. And how do you fix it? Well, if it's on a door, you can buy new weather stripping, rubber weather stripping, and the only place you can get that, you cannot go to AutoZone or O'Reilly's or Pep Boys or Advanced Auto Parts. They will not have that weather stripping. You're going to have to, a lot of us Google that Amazon word, you know, and Google all that. I recommend going and getting the OEM, Original Equipment Manufacturing, weather stripping from the dealer. Don't have to order it in, but get it from the dealer. Get your brand. Yeah, see, you did not tell me your make and model. That's okay. But go to the dealer and get what the manufacturer, you know, is produced and formed in rubber for that weather stripping. And then on the windshield, you know, a lot of the windshields, Jay, have trim around them, and you're going to have to go to your windshield place. We have one place I recommend over here on the one of our great Auto World affiliates, News Talk KBY AM 670 and FM 93.1. My friends here in the Boise, Idaho area, I recommend Fast Glass. And they might have a franchise in your area, too, there in California, Jay. But they're going to have to take their magic to the windshield and put some new silicone on there and get rid of the noise. And I'm glad you brought that up. You brought it up in the aspect of the noise. You're tired of the noise. But noise means when it's raining, noise means that water is going to come in where that weather stripping is bad. So you don't want water coming in by any means, especially to the windshield, because it basically drains down through the inside of the windshield and gets into the electronics underneath the dash. So thanks, Jay. Hey, appreciate it. Hope that makes sense and all. And let me know. Let's do follow-ups. We love follow-up emails. I do, at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And send me an address, too, Jay, and I'll get you a great little gift bag out. Got some Mother's McGuire's. Well, I've got something in there that from Meguiar's. It's a little can. It's an air freshener. You pop the top and you put the windows up and you just throw it in there and it just smokes up the whole thing and makes it smell good. Pick up any kind of flavor you like. Works good. We've also got some solution finish in there, wash drops, a whole bunch of goodies in there for AJ. So send me an address at autoworldradio@yahoo.com and we'll get it sent out to you. Here today on Auto World, folks, looking forward to your calls, of course, at 855-660-4261. And my email again is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And Facebook message me. Absolutely. Address, my name, Mark Evans. I've got the segment coming up. Hey, coffee, fuel cells, and also we got to get back to the ranked by reliability. Ranked by reliability. We're going up the list in luxury car brands, folks. We'll be right back.
for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Well, this thing is running great.
That's why we're running good, because we got Irish music playing. Oh, yes. I hope you're You've got your mug in your hand, and it's green, because today is the day. Good to have you back on St. Patrick's Day. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. It is time now. 20 of the cheapest cars worth buying, and this is all according to Consumer Reports. Now, these are all brand new cars, 2024s. But the price, I'm not talking about the quality, I'm talking about the price is the cheapest. So in this hour, we're going up. We've already actually got through 10 of them. Let's go to number 10 was and is on the list of the 20 of the cheapest cars worth buying, according to Consumer Reports, is the Toyota Corolla hatchback. It starts at $24,242. Number 9 on the list, Hyundai Elantra. Now, I've got some pros and cons. The Hyundai Elantra pros, one of the pros, is that it's enjoyable. It has enjoyable handling. And another pro is this great fuel economy. But let's go to the cons. Rough ride. Loud engine noise in the cabin. Pros and cons on everyone. Let's go to number 8 on the list of the 20 of the cheapest automobiles that are worth buying. Worth buying, I said. The Hyundai Elantra. $24,539 is the price of it. It has some pros and cons, too. Great fuel economy on it. Let's go to number 7 on the list. Number 7 is a Subaru Impreza. This is number 7. It's a little four-door Impreza. I don't know if you own one or looking at maybe purchasing one. It has also some a strong fuel economy on it. But it has, slow acceleration. That's one of the cons of it. And let's go to number 6 on the list. Subaru. 7 was the Impreza. Now, number 6 is the Impreza that is, it is the sport model. That's number 6. The price of it, the sport model, is $24,825. Number 5 on the list is the Mazda 3. Mazda 3 is a four-door sedan also. Worth buying, as according to Consumer Reports. One of the pros of the Mazda 3 is high-quality fit and finish. One of the cons is, tight rear seats. Does not have a lot of room in the back. Number 4 on the list. Get ready, Dougie, the 5-stick Delahaye drummer, because we're going to have a drum roll. Number 1, the Mazda 3. Again, another model of the Mazda 3. It's the 2.5S Select Sport model. It starts at a low price of MSRP. $24,690. Number 3 on the list of 20 of the cheapest automobiles that are worth buying, number 3 is Toyota Camry, the 4-door Toyota Camry. One of the pros of the Toyota Camry is a high overall satisfaction score, according to Consumer Reports. Ranked very high. Very, very high. But one of the cons of it is it's got a rough transmission. Again, a little reminder, make sure you service your transmissions, folks. But number 2 on the list, the number 2 slot goes to the Toyota Camry again. Price, $25,325. But this is the LE model, folks. The LE model. $25,325. And you can get it all the way up to $26,420 with more and more creature features. Now, these are, we're going to go to number 1 now. But these are the number 1 spot. Remember, 20 of the cheapest cars worth buying, according to Consumer Reports. It is. Let's hear that drum roll, please. Dougie, the 5-stick Delahaye drummer. Perfect. Thank you, Dougie. Number 1 slot does go to the Toyota Camry, the 2024 Toyota Camry. It is the LEX model. Now, some of these models, the X model might not be even in your dealership, folks. It's brand new coming your way, 2024. Now, it's a little bit priced, a little bit more than the regular Toyota Camry, the LE model and the SE model, at $26,490. But that is the number 1 cheapest automobiles, cars, worth buying, according to Consumer Reports. Worth buying. Not too bad a price. Not awful. They really aren't. I mean, almost $26,000. That's a pretty good price. Really is. talking about prices and basically the price of coffee. Whoa. Boy, coffee's gone up. Caffeine. Well, guess what? Caffeine is going to be maybe used in fuel cells. That's right. Caffeine makes fuel cells more efficient. It cuts costs of energy storage in fuel cells. There's been a new study put out. Yeah, adding caffeine can enhance the efficiency of the fuel cells, reducing the need for platinum, folks, in electrodes and significantly reducing the cost of making them. Yeah, fuel cells. Talked about it a little bit last week, a little bit about that. You know, see, electric cars to be powered with data centers, all about fuel cells. See, over in Japan, researchers at the graduate school over there in Japan claim to have discovered that adding caffeine can boost their efficiency, reducing the amount of platinum needed, required, and thus making them less expensive to build. The fuel cells, that is. Now, see, fuel cells they work somewhat like batteries. They generate power by converting the chemical energy of a fuel or electrode in an oxidizing agent into electricity. This is typically hydrogen as a fuel and oxygen as an oxidizer. Now, unlike batteries with unlimited lifespans, fuel cells can generate power as long as fuel is supplied. Now, the hydrogen, it undergoes oxidization, big word there, can't even spit it out. And that means that the electrolyte, hydrogen electrolyte, they found out that caffeine, coffee, can make them last longer. So, now, my question for this for these graduate students, they must be drinking a lot of coffee at college, but, you know, what did somebody do? Accidentally spill coffee into their solution when they were doing their research? They could have. But the researchers found that adding caffeine can improve the ORR activity, or platinum electrodes, 11-fold. Big time. Okay, fine. My question for them again, the graduates in Japan, how much does coffee cost? So it might not be any cheaper, might make it work better, make it last longer, but it might not be any cheaper because of the cost of caffeine. I guess they're going to have to buy a generic bean, aren't they? Ah, yes. We'll be right back, right here, from the Top Hat Green Studio. More of Auto World your way. America's Automobile Enthusiast Show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. Consumer spending's expected to reach over $22 billion this Easter.
81% of Americans plan to celebrate Easter this year, according to a survey by National Retail Federation. They plan to spend an average of $177 per person and will spend the most on food, followed by clothing and then gifts. Half of all households with children are planning an Easter egg hunt at home, while the most popular Easter Sunday activities, cooking, a holiday meal, visiting friends and family. 43% of respondents plan to go to church. I'm Dave Collins.
A recent Gallup survey reveals the majority of college students prioritize campuses with gun restrictions. Approximately 8 out of 10 current and prospective college students consider firearm policies to be at least somewhat significant when deciding to attend or continue enrollment at a school. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style. I'm gonna drive everybody wild.
I'm going to throw you all a four-leaf clover right now for good luck. There, see, now we're all going to win the lottery. Good to have you along. I'm back in the Top Hat Green studio today. You're listening to Auto World. Good to have you along. You know, Auto World, folks, is interactive, informative in all things automotive. I'm glad you're here. Appreciate you being here. Got a recall coming up. Well, we better get to an email first, though. A recall's coming up, something about a string problem, and I'll give you a little, call your friends, neighbors, and your, you know, everybody you might need to know in your life, because it has something to do with Jeep. Steering problem. But before, let's get to the email bag. Thank you, Eddie, the engine emailer. Dive in there and see if we can get us another email. There's one right there. Got it? I love follow-up emails, too, folks. So please follow up on, you know, you send me an email through the week. I get back to you, and I talked to quite a few shops this last week again, and transmission shops this last week for some reason. I just want to make sure that, you know, I'm certified in all those divisions. And, you know, just throw me the phone number if you'd like, or their email, and I can talk to the shop. Just let me know what you don't understand about what they, you know, told you that was wrong with your automobile. And there's no cost, so consulting is free, absolutely. And I want to, you know, shout out to all the shops that are listening, because I've got a lot of new friends on that, you know, garage stall, too. It's because of you, folks, so thank you. Okay, this one I can read. Again, if you send me your emails, if you don't want me to read them on the, if your email accidentally, Eddie, the engine emailer here, throws it in the bag and thinks that email will stump me, and you don't want me to read it live on the air, just give me a little note there, okay? And 911, too, by the way, if it's got to get it fixed now. Just put 911 on there, and I'll get to you right away. This one here says, awesome show, Mark. Thank you. This is Simon. Thanks, Simon. Need your help with the smell. I smell antifreeze after starting and running my car, in brackets, Audi Q5. For almost 20 minutes, I smell the antifreeze smell. I did take it to a shop, and they told me there is no leak at this time. So I drove it to the dealer, Mark. They had it for 3 days and found nothing. Mark, what's a guy to do? Thanks for your advice. Simon, tuning in on Keys, K-E-Y-S. Absolutely, in Texas. Fantastic. Appreciate it. Simon, let's do a shout-out to one of our great Auto World affiliates. Right down there in Corpus Christi, Texas, News Talk 1440. K-E-Y-S. Right there in Portland and Mathis and Alice and Victoria and Corpus Christi, Texas. Hello, folks. Good to have you along. Thanks, Simon. Appreciate you emailing and bringing me down there with you. Antifreeze leaks. Couple things, Simon. You're smelling it because you live in that car. You drive that Q5. You got the heater on. You've got the defrost on. It's sucking all the fumes that are underneath that hood up and through the ventilation system and into where you smell it. Now, the dealership and the independent repair person, they just don't get in your car and just go drive for a half hour. So they don't probably smell it. So, and you are. Okay, couple things. You could actually have a heater core leaking. Kind of rare, but the heater core is in the inside over there on the passenger side. An Audi Q5 is a pretty new model. I believe, 2010? Or 2009 or 2010, somewhere in there is when Audi brought that model out. So you've got 14 years on that heater core. You could have a leaky heater core that could be leaking inside the heater core box, and that's the smell you're smelling. Because, again, you have automatic climate control, and it's always pushing, heater on, antifreeze through there, and or it turns the heater off, and then turns the air conditioner on. But it always still has antifreeze in the heater core. So if you would, a little thing for me, if you would, just get over on the passenger side, bend down there where the floor mat is, of course, look up in that little plastic box, take a look, see, and just take your hand and just touch that right there and see if you've got antifreeze on your hand. If you do, you need a new heater core. Now, one thing we like to do, we do have, a way of... Okay, your Audi Q5, it's very precise and built very tight. There's a shield up underneath there that has to be taken off. They have to take time to take that shield off to be able to see up underneath in that engine. And you have to do that. So someone needs to really take their time and look really good with a pin light and look at everything. But honestly, Simon, I really do believe... I don't know how many miles you got on it, but you probably have 100,000 if it's a 2010 model. I don't know what year, but the aluminum core radiator crimps to the plastic tanks. Driver's side leaks on the Q5s down in the lower part of that. You have to get underneath there, take the shield off, look up in there, and you'll see that the seam where it's seamed the plastic to the aluminum core has got a small, small leak. Your two electric fans, of course, when they turn on, they draw that smell right up through past the engine and right up into where you're smelling it. So have them take a little bit, see if you can get underneath there too with them when it's on the lift and get, more eyes the better. Because, four eyes are better than two looking around. But you can also, it's a little tougher on these because it's got the burp bottle fill. But we do have a special, and they probably do too. I don't know if they use it or not. You might ask them. It's a pressure tool. We can literally attach that to the radiator cap / burp bottle and push some pressure in there, causing the seam that's broke on the radiator or wherever else is, the hose clamp could be loose. And it'll actually push a little antifreeze out, Simon, and then you'll see that green. Well, in this case, it's not green on the Audi, but it'll be, let's see, Audi would be violet-colored antifreeze. And violet color turns into a very white look when it's leaking. And after it evaporates, it looks like salt on the hose, salt on the radiator, white. But you have violet antifreeze. And so look for red or violet colored type of antifreeze. Violet purple, not red. Violet's purple. So get my colors right today. Hopefully that helps. Simon, let me know. Let's do a follow-up and let's get you fixed, okay? And I can also give you the prices and numbers that they should be charging. Flat rates right in front of me, of course. And, of course, like we did with Trey, their prices are in front of me all with parts and also part numbers. So we can get you handled. You can get a radiator aftermarket. You don't have to go to the dealer to get a radiator if the radiator is leaking. So, again, thanks for tuning in. I appreciate it. Listening to us on KEYS News Talk 1440 right there in Corpus Christi, Texas. Appreciate that. I also have a little gift bag for you. Sorry about that. Simon, yeah, gift bag. Oh, let's see what kind of. I'll figure something. We're going to put not only Meguiar's and Mother's and Solution Finish and Wash Drops, and I've got some STP in there. I've got some swirl reducer in there for you, but I'm going to figure out something else that we can stay on the leprechaun day. Something green. Oh, a four leaf clover. And a bag of green M&Ms. There we are. We got it. Thanks, Simon. Auto World Radio is our address there. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Folks, don't be bashful. Always email me there. And also, phone number since 1992 hasn't changed. Still there. Same number, 855-660-4261. Good to have you here. Follow me on Facebook if you don't already, and thank you for following me. The address is my name, Mark Evans. We also have the Auto World Radio Facebook page. So always, we always give you a little tease and taste of things that we're going to be talking about, like the coffee and putting caffeine in fuel cells in order for them to be more efficient. Isn't that something? Wow. Hydrogen's coming our way. Talked about it last week and a couple months ago. It could be, and it is coming our way. Instagram also, our address over on Instagram, Auto World Media, just like our website, AutoWorldMedia.com. Head on over there, and that's where you click the podcast. We are on Apple iTunes podcast now, Spotify podcast there. We're over there on that, and I think there's 8 or 9 more other platforms we're on concerning podcasts. So always just sit back, and every hour is different. Appreciate you being here. We have for you, coming up, ranked by reliability, the luxury car brands. We're doing it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Road 66.
It's been awesome. It's been awesome that you spent St. Patrick's Day with me today and along with all of our other Auto World listeners. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. I've still got a little bit of green water here left, and, you know, I got my green top hat on just because I'm sitting in the top hat green studio just down the hall here in the Auto World Plaza from the Greasy Garage Studio. And sitting in the nice velour seat, of course, all green. Oh, yeah, the velour just smells so good. Not. Yeah, I appreciate you taking your time out of your life to join me every single week riding shotgun with me. It is time now, luxury brands, luxury car brands. Mark, I don't think I'll ever be able to afford one. Yes, you will be able to afford one. I know you will. And the folks that have these luxury car brands, well, I've got for you now, helps all of us. We've talked about it, first hour, second, and third hour here, but we're going up the list. I have number two, and I also have number one. Ranked by reliability, the luxury car brands. Dougie, the five-stick drummer, get ready. Number two is Porsche. Porsche. Reliability, 175 problems per 100 vehicles produced. Number one slot goes to number one. There's our drum roll. Dougie, thank you. Dougie, the five-stick Delahaye. Oh, he hit the cymbals. Perfect. The number one slot goes to, ranked by reliability, the luxury car brands. The number one slot goes to Lexus. Lexus has the least amount of problems, folks. Well, they have 135 problems per 100 vehicles produced. 135 is the lowest number of all of the other 10 brands I just mentioned the last second and third hour of Auto World, the last 2 hours of your life. Now, if you're just joining me, you can go back to autoworldmedia.com, autoworldmedia.com. You can click on podcasts and you can take a listen to the first, second hour and see what the other brands were. But out of all of the brands featured in the J.D. Powers 2024 United States Vehicle Dependability Study, Lexus came out on top against not just all luxury brands, but every manufacturer, including in the study, with only 135 problems reported per 100 vehicles. Lexus, folks, continues its recent run of being one of the most reliable brands on the market. Now, okay, let me give you a couple models here. The Lexus GX is the most reliability. The Lexus GX is the most reliability under that nameplate Lexus. The least reliability under the Lexus nameplate would be the Lexus NX. Now, the NX is an SUV. It has the lowest availability reliability score, 81 per 100. Yep. So, least reliability is under the reliability study of J.D. Powers is that Lexus NX. But Lexus overall is number one over Porsche, number two, number three. Well, you have to go over to my podcast. Click on there and see. But that is your J.D. Power ranked by reliability from J.D. Powers luxury car brands. Now, that means everything to all of us because, okay, do they make, I know it's a luxury brand, but do they make a least expensive, it's a luxury brand, but they do make and sell another model in their nameplate that's a little cheaper. So you might want to just dig in there and say, hey, I might just stick with that Lexus brand. Or maybe a BMW or a Porsche. Okay, I give you enough time to call your friends, your neighbors, your relatives, your kids, your grandkids on this recall. The recall this week on Auto World is the Jeep. Yep, Jeep, brand new, folks, brand new vehicle, too, the Jeep brand. Recalls its 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee for steering knuckle issues. Steering knuckle issues. Now, what's that? Stellantis is the company that makes that Jeep, and they're recalling approximately 250 units. It's the 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee, folks. It's brand new. Now, what's this all about? It's due to an improperly machined steering knuckle. Now, a steering knuckle without finished machining can cause a ball joint not to be sealed correctly, the ball joint nut not to be fully torqued. You don't want that nut loose, folks, which can cause the ball joint to knuckle separation. A ball joint separating from the knuckle results in the wheel falling outboard. Not completely off the vehicle, but it's going to be pigeon-toed. You won't be able to steer it, period. It will cause a crash, period. Now, this whole problem started back in December 27th of 2023 when the suspected steering knuckles were introduced into the vehicle production, and it ended up January 2nd, 2024. Vehicle production supplier, well, they traced the records back and found out that, they need to get a new knuckle on there and make sure that that nut is torqued. Period. Done. Torqued. Torque means, of course, a tight nut. Now, this knuckle, steering knuckle, has everything to do with steering, but at the same time, if the ball joint comes apart, what happens is that, again, the tire comes off and you're going to not only wipe out, you're going to go off the road. We don't want that. But you're going to also wipe out the front damage to the body on your 2024. That's right. The recall is for a 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee. So let's get to the dealer. Take your VIN number. Get over to the dealer and give them the VIN number and tell them, hey, I've got a problem. Period. This is a brand new vehicle, 2024. Recall, though, is the best word I can give you for this week is free, F-R-E-E. They'll fix it for free. It might take a little bit. They might have to, get a different steering knuckle, and they might not even have them in stock. So be patient with them. But they'll make sure, and they'll tell you, they'll verify with you if it's drivable. So let's get there. VIN number to the Jeep dealer you go. Always check recalls. Always. on your vehicle before you purchase. I had a gentleman the other day that purchased a vehicle. He had it for like a month, and he wanted me to check something on it. And the first thing I said to him, did you happen to, just for fun, go on the internet and enter your VIN number in under recall on this vehicle? He says, no, I never even thought about it. Well, let's do it. I'm not going to share his name and or the make and model, but he had three recalls on that vehicle. And so he thanked me at that point, and we did that on my computer and found out that he had three of them. And at that time, he said, what do I do from here? And I just picked up the phone, folks, and I called the dealer after I got his VIN number in front of me and said, hey, we got a vehicle here that shows on the internet. You can go to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, too, everyone, and just enter in your VIN number, and you'll be able to get all the recalls you need there. And you might even find a service bulletin, too, that is all part of the dealer service.
And now it's time for A Word with Mark.
The word this week is rank. Rank. It is time for you to rank your vehicle in the following categories. First, figure it out. What categories is your vehicle good and bad in? You can do your own categories, and do, but I want you to rank it. Rank that automobile, like we've done today here on Auto World. Maybe you have a rank that makes your automobile stink. Oh, it ranks. Yes. Don't stink up the place, folks. Do this ranking on an automobile before you even think about buying your next ride. Hit the categories that you might like. Interior. The ride. The look on the outside. Get help from the professionals and rank that ride. Thanks for joining me, everybody. It's good to have you here. We'll see you next week. Drive safe and motor on. Keep pushing the juice pedal. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Oh, I'm bad. I need some wine.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.